You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Today's guest is Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Bob, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be here. I always get a lot of good response for whatever reason. I think we have a good interaction together, and I get good response back from people who listen. And, you know, we're really living, I think, in what the Bible calls perilous times. And you know, there are times that in the times which we live, we really need to make sure that we are not, you know, I want to back up. I'm actually reading the book by Richard Baxter. He was one of the reformers of the 16th century. And he wrote a book called The Everlasting Saints. And it's talking about the blessings and what we have to look forward to as Christians, the glory that God has promised us. But it also talks about the misery for those who will be condemned because they did not accept, you know, Jesus as the Lord of their life. They did not accept his forgiveness, and they did not, you know, live a life that would be reflective of being born again. And he calls them people who loiter around the door of the kingdom. They never go in, but they loiter. Mm. And, you know, in the times in which we live, we see these shootings. Just as you mentioned, I see this California shooting leaves four dead. The day of the church shooting, there was also another shooting in San Diego. There was a shooting there, but that didn't get too much publicity because only a couple people were shot. Then we had a Las Vegas shooting. You know, we see more and more of this, and so our lives really are, you know, we need to consider that at any one day, God could say, that was your last breath. That was the last day you're going to be on this earth. We don't think, especially if we're young, that day comes for a long, long time down the road, and yet it could come at any time. And so, you know, we would be really derelict in our duty as Christian men not to say, get your heart right with God. Don't be a loiterer. And by the way, I would recommend anybody to read that book. It is excellent, The Everlasting Saints by Richard Baxter. You can get it on Audible. Don't be a loiterer around the door into the kingdom of God. Make sure you've gone through that door. Make sure it's just not some superficial thing you did maybe when you were 10 years old at some vacation Bible school and you made some profession, but it really has never been something that has, you know, radically changed your life. Because when Christ comes into a man or woman's life, that life is changed. The Bible says that we move away out of the kingdom of darkness, and we are translated or transformed into the kingdom of light of Jesus Christ. That's a radical, radical change from dark to light. I mean, really, that's about as radical as you can get from a dark night to a bright, light, sunny day. And I don't want to be derelict in not warning people to make sure that aspect of your life is spot on with the Lord, because we can do all the things that we're going to talk about, ways to protect ourselves, and yet 10, 15, today, 20, 30, whenever, the Lord calls us home and find ourselves standing on the left where he says, depart from me, you wicked, into the everlasting, you know, fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It was never prepared for us, but because of rebellion and our refusal to bow under the lordship of Christ, there will be massive amounts of humanity that find themselves in that predicament. And then it is too late for all eternity. That is your conviction. There is no appeal. There is no commuting of the sentence. It is there forever. So, you know, I just want to caution people. We have seen so many of our fellow citizens go into eternity because, you know, we live in a society that is really falling apart. And so get right. And then the other things that we can do to prepare to understand that we're going to see more and more of this type of behavior. You know, Mark, we have a society that 1 in 5 Americans are on a psychotropic or an opiate-type drug, meaning that their mental state is not what it should be. They are altered in their mind. Plus, we have a society that has indulged in the grossest of iniquity online, the grossest of violence. We're fed a steady diet of, you know, pornography, whether it's soft porn from the little ads you see on the side of your computer screen all the way to hardcore porn, and then violence. I mean, just violence, violence, violence. And that has a degrading effect on our lives, that it, as Lot, it numbs us. It, when the Bible says that Lot's righteous soul was vexed by the filthy deeds he saw, that word vexed, from what I understand in the Hebrew, it actually means confused. He becomes confused. And today we see so many Americans confused about gay marriage. Was it right or wrong? Or, you know, divorce. Can I get divorced because I just don't like my wife anymore or my husband anymore? They're confused about what the scripture says because it's not taught. They don't have any understanding of it. And, you know, it is imperative. That's why we have a firm foundation in the Word of God. But many, many people in this country are riding the edge of sanity because of just a plethora of things that have come against them. They've gone through a school system that has a very bleak existential view of you, of ourselves, our existence, that we are products of chance and probability, that there are no absolutes, that we're no different than any other animal in the kingdom, and that we're just, you know, blobs of chance. And on top of that, they're fed a very bad diet. They come from broken homes where the mother and father have divorced. And some, you know, I think it's only 1/3 of men, young boys in America, live with their biological father. 1/3, Mark, 60% do not live with their biological father. That is a catastrophic indictment on this country that our nation will not survive. You could throw all the other things at us, but a nation will not survive where 60% of them, young men, are not raised by their biological father. And in the African-American community, it's some say 85-90% do not know their biological father. It has a catastrophic effect. And what we're seeing is this breakdown in the sanity of people. You know, they don't think there's anything wrong, or they think that they want their 15 minutes of fame or whatever to go out and commit these heinous acts. And so I just want to, you know, preface it. It's not pleasant news. It's easier just maybe to turn this off and not listen to it. But I think especially over this holiday season, there is a opportunity for people maybe in ISIS or, you know, Antifa or whatever group of the day there is that has this, you know, leftist godless philosophy of Marxism, to go out and to take their retribution on the world and to kill. You know, in the church shooting especially, I was contemplating, what does it take to point blank shoot a 2-year-old baby? I mean, what does it take to do that? I mean, granted, you could say, you know, maybe adults. I mean, there's no justification for it, but Mark, what does it take to shoot a 2-year-old baby?
Yeah, I think it's deliberately. I think it's spiritual. I think that you're making a really good point, and especially, you know, the Vegas shooter. We know that he was on Xanax and several different types of antidepressants and things, and I think a lot of that opens up people's minds to demonic activity when you're depending on stuff like that instead of God. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, campingsurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at campingsurvival.com. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills
skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com.
You made a really, really good point that we are all at any given moment sitting on the precipice of forever. And, you know, for me, it's hard to think about eternity because you can't quantify it. So I really look at it. I really think about my first 150 million years after I transition over to the next realm. While that's only scratching the surface of eternity, it's something that I can quantify. And so I sort of live life for that first 150 million years in the kingdom. And you made another great point about boys that grow up without fathers. And I'm reading right now James Dobson's book, Bringing Up Girls. And it's the same thing for girls that grow up in a home with no father. They actually mature sexually earlier if they don't have a father in the house, and the better relationship a girl has with her father, the slower she will mature sexually. So, we look around us and we see these little girls that are dressing like teenagers or trying to dress like women or trying to dress like their favorite rock star. And you also said we're fed the steady diet of Marxism and confusing content and atheism from the public school system, and I think it all ties together. I think you're absolutely dead on.
You know, no enemy could have planned a destruction better for our country than what the leftists have planned for our country, because every facet of our existence in this country has been undermined according to the way God would have us live. There are no ultimate realities. There are no ultimate truths. We write our own truth. You know, we do what we want. You are no different than any other animal. You just have a little bit better brain power than other animals. But, you know, and so if the lion can go out and eat a sheep and not feel guilty about it, I mean, when the lion eats a sheep, I presume he's probably thinking of the next sheep he's going to eat. A lion is driven by several primal needs, hunger and the desire to reproduce. And you see today we live in a gluttonous society that just, those are really the primal base instincts that they come out of public education with. Bodhi Bauckham, and if those of you do not know him, you can go YouTube his channel, just a wonderful man of God. He has said, how do you expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not make a Roman? You know, and I agree with him. Bodhi Bauckham, he had a very good teaching on YouTube, and he has a church also. But we put our children into these environments that are completely valueless, and then we feed them a diet of broken, destroyed food, and then we, you know, subject them to pornography and violence, and then we drug them when the machine starts to break with very, very powerful drugs that alter their reality. And can I ask you, what else would you expect? Yeah, I mean, what else would you expect?
Yeah, I think that we're getting the desired outcome of the planners that have instituted all of this. I think this is probably exactly what they were shooting for, because it's so like you said, it seems too controlled to be a happenstance of just a lack of knowing what was going to happen. It really looks coordinated to me.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt it is coordinated. You know, there was a book made in the 1950s by a guy by the name of Cleo Skousen. He was with FBI for 16 years. So he has pretty good credentials. He wrote a book called The Naked Communist that came out somewhere in the, you know, later 1950s. And it was basically what he understood the Marxist agenda for America was. And he wrote it out in a book called The Naked Communist. Again, another book I would recommend Americans to read. Well, in 1950, he wrote, I mean, it's almost prophetic, Mark, what he wrote. Because everything that we are doing today, he predicted. I mean, homosexual marriage was not even a blip on the radar screen in the 1950s. And yet he predicted it would be one of the last things that the left implements before the destruction of our society. And I also think of a word that God gave my brother Steve Quayle. He said, and I've known Steve for 1992, I met him, so whatever that is. He back then he said, before God destroys America with nuclear fire from Russia, the Russians and Chinese, he would reveal the sins of our leaders to the people and the sins of the people before a holy God. I mean, you look right now, the sins of America's leaders, we are absolutely seeing the absolutely depraved depravity that our leaders are engaged in, the treason, the lying, the treachery, the sexual corruption, everything. They are completely polluted, deceptive, lying, every foul thing you can imagine. That's what Washington, D.C. has become. And then you see the people's sins, all the people that we admire, you know, all the sports figures, all the Hollywood figures, everybody admires. You see the absolute depravity that they are living their lives with, child sex trafficking, child sex, I mean, just rape, molestation. It's all there. God is revealing our nation's sins before people so that when he brings the judgment upon us, we will be without excuse, because we'll see. We will have to say, just and holy art thou, O Lord, for this judgment you have brought. And to segue into that, I would say there's this project I guess our government is involved with collecting biological material from the Russian people. Have you read that story?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, you can Google it, and we're making this effort to collect ethnic Russians' DNA. And there's only one purpose that people are saying that we could be doing this, to devise a bioweapon that would be specific for the Russian people. Now, whether that's the case or not, it is a fact that we're collecting the DNA of the Russian people. And so here we are, toying with the idea, or at least the projected idea, of making a bioweapon that would be specific to the Russian people. And people can, you can Google this to find out it is actual, that we're actually doing it. Now, the purpose of it is yet unknown. But we're doing this with a power that has more nuclear weapons than we have. So for those who think nuclear war is not on the table or a possibility, I tell you it is. And I do think we will see it in one form or another. I don't know the extent of it, but we will see it. After America's been completely uncovered and we see the gross perversion America has become. Now, I'm not saying that every person in America is like that. There's obviously a lot of good, righteous people in our country. But the leadership and the people that we have admired, Hollywood and sports figures and individuals like that, it is absolutely being revealed how wicked and corrupt it has become. So going back to this, these school shootings, these mass murders, these type of thing, and this depravity we see is going to increase more and more and more. The righteous are going to be persecuted because they're not going to tolerate it. They don't want to have someone that has light around them. The Bible says very clearly that people who live in the darkness like the darkness. They don't want to have light. So we're going to see more of this. More of this violence, and at the same time, we're going to see greater persecution against God's people. And so I'm just telling people to get prepared, both physically and spiritually. As I said, get your heart right with God. Get that book, The Everlasting Saints, by Richard Baxter. You can download it for free, and I know Audible has it, and you can get it on Audible and listen to it. That's how I'm listening to it. It's excellent. But on the second thing, you know, I just want to give you some safety tips for this this holiday season, because, again, I'm not saying it is going to happen, but I just think, you know, what better way to get your moment of fame than to go to the mall on Friday evening and, you know, shoot up a bunch of people or a church or whatever. And so some of the things that, Mark, we can do is always, always carry. If your state allows it, carry. Get proficient with carrying. Go to a school that teaches, you know, a combat pistol course, not just somebody standing in front of a piece of paper shooting it. But I would recommend everyone who listens going to a combat shooting course. I mean, I've gone to Tactical Response. I've also gone to Warrior Poet John Lovell. I prefer the Warrior Poet John Lovell. He has a YouTube channel you can watch. I would say I learned more about defensive pistol shooting and rifle shooting from him than I've learned from anybody. It was an amazing course. We actually took two courses from him, and both of them were very, very good. The second thing I would recommend people to do is to go to USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, And with that, you can purchase, and I've purchased it for $350 a year, I've purchased a carry insurance so that if I'm ever involved in a shooting, I have $2 million worth of liability insurance. So if I'm sued civilly, I have $200,000, I believe it is, in attorney's fees, $25,000 in immediate bond, $5,000 in psychological counseling. I mean, it's very extensive what you get. So if you ever are involved in a justified shooting, you do not get wiped out. Just telling people, if there's what we learned in coursing, there's three things that when you're involved in a shooting, you will have to survive. One is the criminal investigation. Was it a justified shooting according to law? You know, were you lawfully able to shoot that person? Two, even if it was lawful, you can still face a civil battle in court where they're just saying they're going to sue you. So you have a criminal battle you're going to fight. You have a civil battle you're going to fight. And the third one is a lot of people will realize I just shot and killed a human being, and you're going to have an emotional battle to fight. You're going to have to deal with those. So I would tell people if you can get a carry permit, get one, carry all the time, go to a training course, learn how to use the pistol effectively, not in just standing in front of a piece of paper shooting. It's kind of like driving a car in park when you're doing that. It doesn't do any good at all. You're just sitting there playing with the steering wheel. So go to a defensive pistol course where you can learn to use your weapon effectively, and then go to USCCA and purchase that insurance so that if you are ever involved in a shooting, that you are protected, that you're not wiped out in a civil judgment, and you can take care of things. So to me, the $350 I spend on that a year is extremely worth it. The other thing is, you know, when this holiday season, Mark, if we're going out and about, you know, we have a choice on when to go. If we're going to go to the mall and go Christmas shopping, well, let me ask you. I'm going to ask you a question. If I was a bad guy and wanted to be an active shooter, would I want to go down to the mall on Friday evening at 8 o'clock, or would I want to go to the mall on Wednesday at 2 o'clock?
Probably Friday evening at 8 when it's busier.
Yeah, you're going to have a big body count there. A lot of teenagers are going to be there. So, you know, we have a choice of when we can show up at places. I mean, if you're going to go to a movie, same thing. Go to the matinee during an off night. You know, people are less likely, the bad guys are less likely to go there because there's not the body count that they seek. They're going to want to go when it's packed. If a new movie comes out, consider not in holiday seasons, Thanksgiving and Christmas are times when they put big name movies out. Don't go the first night. Give it a couple nights. I know you might want to go see the movie, but give it a few nights. Wait till it dies down a little bit, and then you show up on an off night at a time that is not as busy. You're less likely to find yourself in a situation where some bad guy has shown up wanting to take his vengeance out on the world. The other thing is this, and this is so important. You know, if you do find yourself in an active shooter situation, the big thing is to get off the X. Don't just stand there and don't do nothing and freeze. And I'm telling you, most people will do just that. They hear gunfire and they think, you know, their denial goes in. They can't be here, can't be real, that can't really be happening. Get off the X. I can tell you from just having shot, you know, thousands of rounds of ammunition, especially from a pistol, hitting a moving target is not an easy thing to do. I mean, it sounds like, you know, we've watched too many movies where people may take these 200 and 300 yard shots with a pistol, and that's ridiculous. You'll never do it. Getting a 25-yard shot in on a moving target is hard with a handgun. So get off the X. Get moving. If you're involved in one of these shootings, get moving. Don't sit around. Move. The other thing is that when you go into a building, and my son and I do this, every place we go, my family does it, every place we go, we are constantly looking where the avenues of exit are at. We know where the exit's at. We know how to get out of a building beforehand. I don't want to be thinking, looking around, figuring it out. We are consciously taking note as we walk through, like if we do go to the mall, we don't go that often, but if we do go to a building like the mall, we're constantly updating that information in our mind. Where are the exits? How do I get out of this building quickly? and do that. You know, my especially my son, being a younger man, 14, he knows that that's plan number one. If it ever happened and I was, you know, called upon to use my firearm in a situation like that, he also knows to get away from me. Because all of a sudden, if I start shooting, he's going to shoot back at me, and I don't want my son around. So he knows where the exits are at. The other thing is also, this is where carrying radio communication could be so important, Mark, because, you know, using a cell phone and dialing those numbers under high stress, it becomes very difficult to do that. Your dexterity, all those signals, all those features go out the window as you go into your fight or flight mode. So just pull out your cell phone and use it. That's a lot more difficult than it is. So if you're going to go out with family members in a group and go to a place like that, at least carry, you know, some type of walkie-talkie. Ham radio is better, but some type of walkie-talkie. Well, all you have to do is push that button to talk to other family members and tell them. I mean, you know, if I'm going to the mall, my wife wants to go look at, you know, something in whatever department I don't want to go to, and I want to go look, you know, at the sporting goods store. We're separate in the mall. If we had radio communication, something like that happens, I can call her immediately and make a plan. I don't have to dial a cell phone. I don't have to worry about a signal because 10,000 other people at that moment are going to try to start calling people. That radio is going to work. And I can call her immediately and say, get out the building now. We'll meet up over there across the street. Get out of the building. And so we can coordinate. And this is where, again, radio communication is so, so very important. Take the time to get that box checked in your prepper thing. And a lot of people don't want to check that box because they feel like there's a technological learning curve in it. And we've addressed this before. My 12-year-old can pass it. I think pretty much anybody can pass it. It's not that my 12-year-old is not smart, but he didn't know anything about radio, and he passed his ham radio license. He got his ham radio license at 12. So,
hey, Preppers and Patriots, that's the end of the first half of my interview with Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
The Days of Elijah, Book 3, Angel of the Abyss, is now available in paperback, Kindle, and audio edition. Everett and Courtney Carroll have endured to the midpoint of the Great Tribulation. The previous seal and trumpet judgments have left the planet in shambles, and the Western Hemisphere is nearly uninhabitable. The prophet Elijah gives Everett a special mission, which will give him a unique role in fulfilling end times prophecy. But he'll have to survive the coming cataclysms first. Angelo Luz breaks the treaty he made with the nations, declaring himself to be God. A plague of stinging locusts rises up from the smoke of the bottomless pit, and a 200 million man army of radical jihadists wages a holy war against humanity itself. Everett and Courtney's tribulations thus far have been a walk in the park compared to what's coming. Get your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 3, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, from Amazon.com today.